This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And, you know, I don't want to scare anybody here, but understand the facts. We're likely to lose another 250,000 people dead.
The end is near! We are all gonna die!
This is Guy Data, his league, honestly.
And admittedly, you know, we'll see how this all plays out. The beginning of this will probably be a little lumpy.
It's time to hunker down. It's time to cancel everything.
This is a free country, man!
And if it isn't essential, don't do it.
You're not the boss of me.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The reason why people are reaching those conclusions is because, like you, they don't have the discipline, maybe the intelligence, I don't know, to read through this, to read this, and to read 20 more like it. You can't tell me there's no evidence when I have a couple of thousand affidavits from people. You can't tell me that your credibility is better than the credibility of those people. They swore under oath. You didn't.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
You know, I hear all this about, well, it's a great sacrifice of my freedom. Well, tell that to all the people who went to World War I and gave their lives.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Has taken the stimulus money. They gave it to special campaign donors. They gave it to special interests. They abandoned me, and they have put me in a position where I have to fight back.
Are you going to continue to violate the state's orders and
this
stay open?
State order. This isn't an order. This is a conspiracy. This is a tyranny.
What do you want to tell other restaurant owners who...
Wake up. Stand up. This is America. Be free.
Get up. Stand up. Stand up for your right.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The toll-free number from anywhere is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And I have to ask the question, if this were Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama who were having an election stolen from them, if there was these, as Rudy Giuliani just said, that cut is from Michigan last night, from Lansing. If there were mountains of evidence showing the voter fraud, what exactly would the network newscasts and the national newspapers be leading with? There would be nothing but this. Suppose that a white Republican state representatives were screaming at black poll watchers who were under oath and calling them liars for trying to report what was going on. What if there was a Republican registrar in Clark County, Nevada, who was refusing to leave his house because he didn't want to get served with a subpoena to testify about the irregularities that were taking place in Las Vegas during election night? What if they had documentary evidence that the state of Pennsylvania had sent out 1.8 million mail-in ballots and the 2.4 million had come back, and that 95% of them, or thereabouts, maybe over 95%, were for Donald Trump as opposed to Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama? Do you think it would be the lead on the network newscasts? It's just amazing the way they're trying to give this a good leaving alone and try to make people think there's nothing here, and that somehow this is all undocumented. This is really coming down to a crisis that this is not being accepted, and it's got to be settled, I fear, by the Supreme Court. I mean, I'd rather have it settled by the legislatures, really. I think that's more appropriate. I think that's what the Founding Fathers would have envisioned for what was going to go on here. But apparently the legislatures or most or not enough legislatures are going to handle this. So it's all going to come down to the Supreme Court. And I don't know what's going to happen, but the fraudulence here is just beyond imagining. This is unprecedented in American history. Let's just go to Nevada here, because we don't do as much with Nevada as some of the other other states. The U.S. Postal Service in Nevada has been preventing whistleblowers and witnesses from testifying about instructions they received. These are postmen. They received to deliver absentee ballots to addresses where they knew no one lived. There were 8,000 votes cast by people in Clark County who had undeliverable addresses. Now, do we know that they existed or not? Clark County Registrar Joe Gloria, that's who I was just talking about, his employees reportedly locked their office doors to prevent Gloria from being served a subpoena last week. Over the weekend, Gloria refused to leave his house, and it's still unclear whether he will be deposed or compelled to testify in court. This is Nevada. Again, think about this if the Republicans control Nevada and they had done this. If the Republicans had radically changed the state's voting system less than 90 days before the November election, loosening requirements on signature verification of absentee ballots, lifting restrictions on ballot harvesting, and massively expanding vote by mail, all in the name of highly questionable COVID-19 precautions. And uprisings beginning across the country from Staten Island to Michigan to Long Beach and the Beverly Hills. People have had it with this COVID, but it's served its purpose now. But the election's not quite over, so the lockdowns must continue for a bit longer, I guess. Nevada received more than 8 times the number of mail-in ballots this year compared to 2016. Clark County, Las Vegas, receiving more than 10 times the total it got 4 years ago. Plus, on the Indian reservations, they call them tribal communities now, I guess, they had a totally illegal get-out-the-vote scheme that offered raffles of cash cards. Think about this. Okay, so the Republicans went to all the... the rod and gun clubs, where the evangelical churches, offering raffles of cash cards, gas cards, electronics, and other prizes to tribal members in exchange for proof they voted. This is totally illegal, by the way, under state and federal law. It also include these illegal get out the vote campaigns also included efforts to harvest absentee ballots and appeared to show ballot harvesters exchanging gift cards for ballots in some tribal areas. Think about this. I mean, do you think they could get a lead story out of this in the New York Times or the Washington Post? Could they find some B-roll from the Vegas Strip or going out to the reservations, showing people standing in line? How about you cut in a little bit of the big Trump campaign rallies in Nevada? But that's just one. And how about again? I go back to this. Suppose Republican legislators had been screaming at people who were under oath, accusing them of lying. God, that was so irritating. This is there are a couple of the contractors who spoke under oath last night. One of them is a woman named Melissa Carone. And this is what she's saying. They're saying, why aren't more people coming forward? Cut 19.
My life has been destroyed. My life has been completely destroyed because of this. I've lost family. I've lost friends. I've been threatened. My kids have been threatened. I've had to move. I've had to change my phone number. I've had to get rid of social media. Nobody wants to come forward. They're getting threatened. Their lives are getting ruined. I can't even get an actual job anymore.
So this is like a McCarthyite blacklist. Only these people are not accused of being members of the communist parties or even members of the Trump inner circle. They're trying to be whistleblowers. And she's being frozen out of jobs and getting death threats on the phone. Sidney Powell said the other day one of her witnesses had to go to the hospital. He or she was beaten. And it's not being covered. No one is covering this. And we know why. Because they want to put the fix in. They want to get rid of Orange Man Bad. Remember, everybody had to help Jill Stein. All the lefties were saying 4 years ago, you have to help Jill Stein. Jill Stein, you know, she made millions off these recounts. And then as soon as the recounts really began and they saw what was going on and it was just going to expose more Democrat corruption, like in, for instance, the state of Michigan, where this woman, Carone, lives, they stopped the recounts. They stopped them. But, you know, there was big news, though. Jill Stein, that was the lead story for a couple of weeks after the election. And now everything is over. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Move along. 844-500-4242. Folks, meet your new work chair. It's the Backstrong chair, and I've been using it for the last few weeks, and I feel great. You know that soreness and stiffness you get when you sit too long while working? It's gone. My body feels good when I'm sitting in my Backstrong office chair. And this is important. When I get out of the chair to walk around, I feel refreshed. Poorly designed office chairs can lead to severe pains in your back, neck, and shoulder muscles. But not the Backstrong chair. It guarantees you good posture. You literally cannot slouch. All while stimulating circulation and improving flexibility. The patented Backstrong chair was designed by a nationally recognized chiropractor to help you overcome discomfort from sitting too long. The chair keeps you moving throughout the day, which is what your body, back, and brain need to be healthy and pain-free. When you sit better, you feel better. The Backstrong chair is the best ergonomic chair for reducing back and neck pain. And it's super comfortable, perfect for your home or office, backed by hundreds of five-star reviews and a 60-day money-back guarantee. If you're working more from home and there seems to be no end in sight, you need a chair that will be good for your back. If you have back pain, it's going to spread to other parts of your body. You know that as well as I do. So get a Backstrong chair, especially for your home office, but even if you're going back to work, it's good for there. It's good for your old work office as well. To get yours, go to backstrong.com today to save $100 and get free shipping. Use discount code Howie. Remember, save $100 and get free shipping on your Backstrong chair at backstrong.com. Use discount code Howie. That's backstrong.com. Discount code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr. We'll be back after this. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Eden Pure is continuing their buy one, get one sale. Eliminate pet smoke and basement smells for good. My listeners love the thunderstorm, so do I. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie Bogo. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you take the vaccine if it meant your life would go back to normal?
Yes, I would.
Really, you would?
Yes.
66% say yes.
What, you wouldn't?
No, I can live my life normally right now.
I mean, I'm living my life fairly normally. You know, I haven't had to wear a mask in days because I haven't been to the supermarket. It's not that different, but I just don't like the whole vibe that's in the country today. And I don't like having everything shut down. And I don't like all these places that I visit and that I patronize and that I appreciate, whether they're restaurants or other small businesses. I don't want them out of business. I'd be willing to take the shot.
And Howie, I don't like all these children growing up thinking this is normal. the kids who are 5, 6, and 7 who are walking around seeing everybody in masks. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. And it's just so unnecessary. And it's just a dress rehearsal for something worse, I think. That's, if they can get away with this, they're going to try to get away with something else. That's all there is to it. All right, 844-500-4242. Team Trump just tweeted this out about an hour ago. It's a couple of listeners, callers have said this week, why isn't there more video evidence of what happened? Well, they just released video footage from Georgia. Shows suitcases filled with ballots pulled from under a table after supervisors told poll workers to leave the room, and 4 people stayed behind to keep counting votes. And of course, they put this out on Twitter, and Twitter puts out, this claim about election fraud is disputed. What do they dispute? It's a video. It's a surveillance camera. It's closed circuit television. What do you want? But they're saying it's disputed. I don't know. They've got to put all this stuff out there, and they've got to get it on all the networks.
Howie, they're going so overboard, and by they I mean big tech. Because on Instagram, I follow Ivanka, and she put out a photo of her dad and said, "Oh, you know, President Trump, something, something, something." And there was a little correction with the exclamation point that said Joe Biden was selected as president. And I'm thinking to myself, Donald Trump is still the current president. She wasn't lying in the caption. Why are they writing that? But it's everywhere. They give you these warning signs.
I know. This claim about election fraud is disputed. What do you dispute? What were they doing in that room? Why was everybody else told to leave the room? And why were the suitcases under a table? Until the Republicans left the room. The team Trump said, why did Twitter label this as disputed? This is the first time anyone has seen this video. Carrie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Carrie.
Hey, Howie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, Howie, there was a song saying, thank God for Rush Limbaugh. I want to add to that. Thank God for Howie Carr.
Why, thank you, Carrie. I appreciate that.
Hey, listen, you guys are already up on that, what I told you, screener, about what a hanky pank is going on down there with the, the video surveillance in this arena or whatever it was in Fulton County. And apparently they didn't know they were being filmed. And now
obviously.
Right, obviously. Right. Well, you guys are already up on that, so I just wanted to be sure that you guys are already up on that. And I just listened to you, and you are. So,
Taylor, let's retweet that so people can see it. The disputed claim about vote irregularities in Georgia. Thanks for the call. Eduardo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Eduardo.
Hi, Howie. I'm calling from Montreal. I'm a Venezuelan Canadian.
Yes.
And I'm calling because it just doesn't make sense. I'm beginning to see this that I saw in my country. You know, I remember an election that we were winning, and all of a sudden the light went off. There was no more counting. We were winning by like 60-40 when the lights, and they restarted with Smartmatic. They were winning 60-40. I mean, they're playing with the goodwill of the American people, because many people just can't believe that it is happening. But you are the last of liberty and individual rights.
I know.
To me, the U.S. The U.S. is so important, because if you fall, where are we going to go?
That's exactly the question I was going to ask you, Eduardo. Where are we all going to go? That's what Ronald Reagan used to say. If we lose it, where are we going to go? And he also said that, freedom, liberty, democracy has to be protected in every generation. And, this is our time that tries men's souls, as Thomas Paine would say. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
is behind us, and what happens next is anyone's guess. Most agree, though, that taxes will be going up.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Jenna Ellis, the president's lawyer, just tweeted out, the video evidence being shown in the Georgia Senate hearing is shocking. Room cleared at 10:30 p.m. Four people stay behind. Thousands of ballots pulled from under a table in suitcases and scanned. Fraud! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Yeah. That's this is something. I mean, this will be a key test for the network newscast tonight, and I'm sure they're all going to fail it. I have no doubt that this video will not appear on any of the newscasts.
Do you think it's going to get spiked like the Hunter Biden story got spiked by Jeff Zucker? Thank you for that segue, Howard.
Yes, spiked. That's a good. I'm glad spiked is coming back, an old newspaper word meaning killed, to kill a story. And that's what it's going to be. It's going to be spiked. You're right. Spiked across the board.
We're in a really scary spot right now where all of these networks basically decide what they deem to be true and what's not worth our time. And it's really, and a lot of people were saying this before the election, but it's so true. It was the biggest contribution to Joe Biden's campaign. The press got him elected because I've never seen them not run so many stories on a candidate in history. So, I mean, he owes them big time, Howard.
Well,
that is for sure.
Someone's going to have to bail them out because I don't know who. If they succeed in getting rid of Donald Trump, why is there going to be a reason to subscribe to any of these newspapers' digital versions? Why is there going to be a reason to tune in to these hagiographic, that means lives of the saint, newscasts? Because that's the way they're going to treat Joe Biden. There's not going to be any. There's no real reporting. You could see it already. If he gets in, there's not going to be any reporting. No one's going to be watching TV. Bill O'Reilly is right. He's been saying this for a couple of years now. You know that whenever Trump leaves, it's the end of the line for the mainstream media model that's existed these last few years.
That was actually, Howie, it brings me to one of my favorite Trump moments of all time. Was he was doing one of his press conferences. This was probably a year or two ago, and it was one of those ones where he just starts taking questions from everybody, rapid fire, and you know, everyone's texting each other, are you watching this, Trump's just destroying people. And this kid got up from the New York Times and said, hi, Mr. President, so-and-so from the New York Times. And Trump said, oh, from the failing New York Times. Go ahead. What's your question? And the kid thought he was being smart and said to Trump, actually, we're doing really well now. We're not the failing New York Times. And Trump looked right at him and said, say thank you, Mr. President.
And, I know.
And it was
true. When he started calling them the failing New York Times, they were the failing New York Times. They owed big bucks to Carlos Slim, the Mexican billionaire who'd bailed them out, that had to move out of their headquarters in Times Square because they were doing so poorly. Now the only way they're doing well is digital subscriptions now, and they don't sell anything. I mean, obviously there's nobody on the street in New York City or anywhere else in the Times area where it used to be circulated. So it's all digital, and if they lose those digital subscribers, it's the end of the line.
Speaking of big bucks, Howie, I wanted to talk quickly about this story about Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I know you saw this.
By the way, this is Grace's News at a different time today.
Yes, this is Grace's News.
In case you were wondering. We're just kind of, you know, moving stuff here and there and everywhere.
This is Grace's News. And before I even really get into Grace's News, Howie, I want to remind people there's a contest going on. If you're at the 110 Grill in Plymouth or if you're nearby, go in, enter to win a free dinner with yours truly, Grace Curly. We can have dinner, maybe a couple drinks. I'm not going to be on the radio, so the mailroom manager said that is totally cool. And it's going to be really fun. And if you apply for the contest, you get a free book just for entering. So it's a win-win. And Howie, you cannot apply. I know you love free stuff. I know you would love a free dinner, but you cannot enter this contest. It's for the other cheap bastards out there listening to the radio. So go apply today. Now, speaking of free stuff, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the congresswoman from the Bronx, is very supportive of socialistic ideas. She's always talking about, and I want to talk about a specific one that I always found to be pretty appalling, was the time she floated the idea of all of us wearing lounge uniforms. She thought that was
a good idea. What exactly is a lounge uniform, Grace?
Well, all I can think about is like 1984 when they wore those gray kind of astronaut suits around.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's a uniform. It's basically just, you know, you get up every day. You have one outfit.
That's what Seinfeld says. I mean, can we all just shift to like the V outfit or the boots and the silver suit? Because that's all those futuristic movies seem to portray.
Honestly, Howie, you would probably really like it. Because if it was loungy and kind of comfortable,
right,
it wouldn't really change up your day-to-day life. But most people like to explore a little bit of fashion.
Well, as you know, Grace, I have 5 sweatshirts that all say the same thing. So I think probably some people think I'm wearing the same sweatshirt every day, although some of them are more faded than others.
Well, we'd have to redistribute 4 of those. You could only keep one. but yeah, that's something that she's brought up before. She's big on socialism. She's like Bernie Sanders. But here's the thing about being a socialist, Howie. It's very hard to not come off like a hypocrite because deep down, you're in America. It's a capitalistic country. You want to make money and you want to have nice things, and there's nothing wrong with that. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez cannot practice what she preaches, but today might be the worst of it all, because she put up on her Twitter that she's now selling merch. Okay, one of these items was actually, speaking of sweatshirts, was a nice sweatshirt that said in all caps, "Tax the rich." Okay,
It could have been worse. She could have said, "Eat the rich." You know, that's something you see occasionally in these riots in the downtown areas.
Yeah, I think it's probably implied in the sweatshirt. but Howie, I want you to try to give a little guess here. How much do you think the sweatshirt goes for?
How much?
$65.
$65?
Now, I work for an entrepreneur. Okay, Howie Carr.
He's thinking we need to raise our t-shirt prices about now.
Exactly, Taylor.
We don't have many left because we cut the prices so much, most of them
supply
are gone.
Supply and demand. Howie Carr.
It's too late for us to cash in on the increasing price of sweatshirts and t-shirts, apparently.
Howie, you are like Michael Douglas in Wall Street. You believe greed is good. We all know that. You love a deal. You love to sell stuff. It's why we have the cha-ching on the soundboard. You sell more reasonably priced goods to your audience than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, someone who wants everything to be for free.
Right now, I have a deal, folks. If you can't afford $65 for a Tax the Rich or Eat the Rich sweatshirt from AOC, you can get 2 t-shirts and 2 books for $19.95 at the Howie Carr Show store. Howie Carr Show.com and click on store. And it's, there's no XXLs left. There's no XLs left. There's, I think, 5 L's left and maybe 20 mediums left. But there, go out and get them. Go out and get them. If you don't get them now, folks, before they're all gone, you're going to have to buy one from AOC.
They're going like hotcakes. But Howie, it's funny because I was looking at this story and then I turned around and someone here had pulled up the merch website with all her swag on it. There was a item. It's 4 buttons. You know the buttons that politicians give you where you pin them onto your shirt?
Yeah.
4 of those buttons for $10. $10.
I wonder how much they cost her. Usually they give those things away for free. You know?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting a correction. I don't want to give out fake news here. I was just informed the Tax the Rich sweatshirt is that 58 that's written down there?
Yeah, but with shipping and handling, right?
The Green New Deal hoodie is $65. Oh, extra for the carbon footprint.
I've got an idea for a spoof of the Tax the Rich sweatshirt. We can't discuss it on there, though.
Oh, okay, perfect. I already like this idea.
Yeah. I don't think the mailroom manager is going to let it fly.
Okay,
215
we'll
says AOC is too stupid to write a book, so she sells t-shirts. Well, you could always get a ghostwriter, 251.
But she came back out when she was getting heat for this, and she clapped back and said, you know, Republicans are so upset. Wait, I want to read the real. Republicans are freaking out because we don't use slave wage labor for merch that funds grassroots organizing. And then she goes on to say that her stuff's made in the USA.
It funds, listen to that, folks. It funds grassroots organizing. Oh, okay.
I can't wait to see all
wink, nudge, nudge.
The woke TikTokers wearing this sweatshirt. The only people who could afford this are people whose rich parents give them credit cards to buy merch. That's it. And Howie, I wanted also quickly here to talk about the next story that made me laugh, which has to do with smoking. But before I get to that, Grace's News is brought to you by Tux Trucks GMC. It's actually nice and warm today, but I heard next week's going to get a little chillier and the snow will come. That's one thing about New England. You can count on that. So go to Tux Trucks GMC. They also have GMC trucks on the lot set up with a new Fisher plow and ready for you to put in your driveway. Everyone there is so nice and so helpful. You will feel like family. Check out TuxTrucksGMC.com and get a Fisher. Tell them Gray sent you. Howie, I need your take on this quick. San Francisco bans tobacco smoking and vaping inside all apartment buildings in the city, but pot use is allowed. I have an opinion, but I want to hear yours first.
Well, it's ridiculous. I mean, just think about the fact that, you could live on the street in San Francisco, do all your bodily functions on the street. Nobody will do anything. You can shoot dope into your veins, discard the hypodermic needle, and no one will bother you in the least. But in your own house, you can't smoke a legal tobacco product?
This is what I think.
Does this cover menthol cigarettes too, like Massachusetts?
I knew I was going to get to that. Go ahead, say your favorite.
Am I the only one who's bugged by this? Newports, Kools, Alpines, Bel Airs, any kind of menthol cigarette.
Howie, if I didn't know you so well at this point, I would think you still smoke by how passionately you talk about smoking, but he does not smoke, unfortunately.
It just bugs me. I don't like people's freedom being impinged upon. Because if they come after the Newport smokers, I'm going to be next.
With what though? Your clams?
Anything.
That's true.
Anything. Whatever I like.
Howie, thank God you don't smoke.
I like
blackberries. Imagine how passionate you'd get if you actually smoke these still, and we're trying to smuggle them over the state lines. But Howie, I want to tell you what I think. Okay, when I think of smoking, I think of smells, and the truth is that cigarettes do smell bad. That's a given. But vaping actually does not smell bad. It barely really leaves a scent, I don't think. Pot use is very smelly. So I think we should all go based off the smell factor. That includes pooping on the sidewalk. That has a smell factor to it. But someone vaping in their house, while I don't encourage vaping, guys, it's not good for you. You get popcorn lung.
But
it doesn't smell, at least.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks
for Grace's news. Although I'm down here in Florida, I watch the weather back home and I see that snow may be coming soon, even though today is not a bad day. If you haven't ordered the Gen 40 heater yet, now is the time. My listeners love the Gen 40 heater. Timey T says we can keep our home thermostat at 65 degrees all the time with the Gen 40 heater, which means they're saving money. My friends at Eden Pure have a new portable infrared heater that lets you turn down your thermostat but keeps your family warm and comfortable. Right, Taylor?
I'm one of those. I've turned down the thermostat at 65 all the time, and most of the time the heat doesn't even need to turn on because the Gen 40 keeps, even though it's in one room, Howie, that heat overflows into the other rooms. It keeps the thermostat at a nice, toasty 65.
I agree. It's the best space heater I've ever seen. The Eden Pure Gen 40 makes you feel warmer than your furnace, and it also costs less to run, saving you money every month. The Eden Pure Gen 40 will pay for itself in a matter of weeks. You won't believe it. If you haven't used the space heater for a while, you can't imagine how much the technology has improved. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word HowieCar to get $50 off the sale price. That's EdenPure.com and use code word HowieCar for an extra $50 off. These heaters are in high demand, so go right now to EdenPure.com. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242 at this time every week, except for Thanksgiving, of course. We are joined by Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. And as the recounts and this shocking video today out of Georgia and the attempts to get the Pennsylvania scandals to the Supreme Court, et cetera, we wanted to check in with Kevin Frisbee. How is all this affecting the market, Kevin, right now?
Yeah, believe it or not, that stuff hasn't, the election stuff hasn't affected the market. You know what's happening right now today is what's affecting the markets this afternoon is the Pfizer news. And Pfizer announcing that they have supply chain issues and they can't get out the amount of vaccine that the markets thought that they could get out. And by the way, there's 300 million people in the United States. How in the world do they think they're going to get those kind of numbers out in vaccine rates over the next 6 months? It's not practical.
Well, I mean, how many people do they really think are going to take the vaccine? You know, I mean, people are still hearing these conflicting reports, even on semi-conservative news networks like Fox, or formerly conservative news networks, I should say. I mean, they had a piece last night saying that this is going to these vaccines are going to alter genes. Good Lord, it sounds like thalidomide from the 60s and the 50s, doesn't it? I mean, I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying they're running these stories.
I've had three doctors that are clients come through here in the last week or so, and we've talked vaccines and what's going on, and all three of them stated the same thing. These are doctors, professionals in the medical profession, saying they wouldn't take the vaccine because there's still a chance that people will have organ failure, they'll potentially die. They're not tested. They're rushing these to market and unusually fast, and these doctors don't even want to take the vaccine.
Wow. I mean, if these doctors are telling their patients, I mean, this is the kind of thing you rely on your physician to tell you, right? And if the physician won't take it, I don't know. This is, I don't know. So what are you recommending today for our readers, for our listeners and our viewers, Kevin?
Yes. So if they want to get in touch, I've got a 401k rollover guide. So if somebody's looking to roll over, if they've gotten done or gotten laid off from their job, they have to get that 401k moving to an IRA. I've got a rollover guide. It's 32 pages. So if somebody wants to get in touch with us, we're going to send this out. We can send a PDF. We can send a hard copy. And there's no obligation to work with us at all, but they can get this. And it's got a lot of good tips on rolling over your 401k, particularly in today's world. I've had a lot of people that have gotten laid off and want to do something with your 401k.
What's the number, or where can they go to get it, the rollover guide?
Yeah, thanks, Howard. They can call us up at 1-800-989-9100. That's our 800 number, and reach out to us, and we'll take your email and send that off to you. So, as I said, no obligation. Give us a shout. We'd love to have a conversation with you.
I read a story saying there are more 401k millionaires right now than there ever have been before. I was surprised by that. I guess I wasn't surprised, but it was an amazing number. Yeah.
It's a big number, and here's the thing. I've been telling people for years, and again, I see thousands of clients during the course of a year, and I've been telling people all year, vote with your 401k, you know, at the end of the day, because your 401k, you don't want it to become a 201k after Biden takes office. That could happen, frankly.
Yeah, exactly. Now, someone said, 561 says, are we going to get a bump because of the stimulus talks? I mean, Mitch McConnell seemed pretty optimistic about it today, and he's usually a gloomy Gus.
Well, they eliminated $1,200 stimulus checks from that potential package. And you know what? At the end of the day, I think that stimulus package is built into the markets. We've had look at what we've done in the markets the last few weeks. We've had the best November since 1987. So I think that's baked in the cake. And I don't think you're going to get a bump. I think just
are we in a bubble? That was a headline in the Wall Street Journal about 10 days ago. Are we in a bubble, do you think, Kevin?
Yeah, potentially. Here's the thing. 90% of the S&P 500 is above the technical indicator of the 200-day moving average. So it all points to a pullback. I don't know necessarily a bubble, Howie, but there's certainly a high possibility of a pullback in the near future.
So you got to be prepared. And what's the number if people want to get the 401k rollover guide or just talk to you about anything in general? What's the number?
Yeah, sure. They can reach us, 1-800-989-9100. And a little side note, we've got advisors now scattered through New England, and I'm sitting here right now with one of our guys, AJ from Rhode Island.
Okay, so you got people from Rhode Island, so they can whatever state you're in, you can reach out to Frisbee. And what is that? How do you spell your name in case people want to go to reach out to you on the internet?
Yeah, it's frisbeebenefits.com. Frisbee spelled I-E, benefits with an S, .com.
All right, Kevin Frisbee, thank you very much. I'm Howie Carr.